Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Al Michaels from the NBC broadcast team on Sunday. And Al, what's the theme in your mind of this game?
Pretty simple. It's the dynasty against the underdog. I mean, that's a simple way to look at it. Of course, there are so many great storylines, so many back and forths that we can talk about. And of course, you got Tom Brady on one side, you got Nick Foles on the other side. You know, can the dynasty keep on rolling? Will they burnish the legacy, or will the Eagles finally get to, as I've said for many years on Sunday Night Football, get to ride that Lombardi Trophy down Broad Street? Of course, that'll be the parade of parades. So we always go in hoping that the game is going to be good. We want it to be good. We want it to be dramatic, but I really think this is going to be a heck of a game.
Your perspective on this Eagles season, you saw them with Carson Wentz. Now you're going to see them with Nick Foles. To get to this point, what does that say about this team?
Well, at one point, I think, 10 or 11 games into the season, they were on top of everybody's power rankings. So they were probably the best team in the league at that point. Wentz was playing great. They're blowing teams out. You're 9-1 or 10-1 at a particular point. I think we had you in Seattle when you got beat on that Sunday night. But apart from that, the Eagles look great. Then, of course, you've got the Wentz injury in Los Angeles, but they win the game, beat the Giants. Then Foles looks like, well, maybe, we've got a little bit of a problem here. But the way he played, against Atlanta was great, and against Minnesota was off the charts. He turns in that kind of a performance on Sunday. I mean, anything can happen. So I look at this team as it's not just one guy. Clearly, when you have Wentz, maybe you have the MVP. But you've got Foles in there right now. You got running backs who can do the job. You got receivers who can do the job. You got a line that can do the job. The defense is really good. There are a lot of good parts around the Philadelphia Eagles.
Your 10th Super Bowl, what is the experience like?
Like nothing else, really. When I started doing the first Super Bowl I did was back in 88, so that's 30 years ago. It's Denver against Washington. And, I mean, the game was big then, obviously. But now it's an unofficial national holiday. I mean, there's nobody, I think, who wakes up on Super Bowl morning, sits down at the kitchen table and says, we're going to the movies today. That just doesn't happen. So everybody's interested. Even if you don't care about football at all, everybody kind of wants to tune in. It's such a spectacle. It's like nothing else in sports. And it's so much different, though, than the other sports, because, I mean, when you look at hockey, and that's the hockey playoffs are over the moon, but that's 2 months. And the basketball playoffs are 2 months. And the World Series is a week and a half. This is 3 hours. So it's all condensed, and that makes it a lot different. But the great thing about, I think, for sports fans in the Super Bowl, they have so many things they can remember that took place in the Super Bowl. There are so many iconic plays. Go back to, Malcolm Butler's interception 3 years ago. So what's going to happen Sunday? I can't wait to see.
Al Michaels, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet, Dave.
Have a great broadcast.
Thank you.